Are you a child of God? Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. As children, we are heirs to inherit from God. As children of God, we are brothers and sisters of Jesus. So we will also get the inheritance from God. But in order to be recognized as brother and sister and joint heir, we will also be asked whether we have suffered together with Christ. We will be asked for our crowns, crown of thrones, for our cross, whether we have taken our cross upon ourselves as Jesus has done. Does not mean we have to die on the cross, but it means we also have to follow him in the sense of doing what is right and helping others. Since God has loved us so much, since he has done so much for us, he has forgiven, he has shown grace, he has done all we need. So in thankfulness, we will also do good to others. And we will also pass on the good news. And that, naturally, because the world will always oppose, it may lead to the fact that we may also be persecuted, that we even may end up as martyrs. But that will help us to prove that we are co-heirs, that we are brothers and sisters of Christ and come to inherit from God. Paul mentions in Romans 8, verse 16 to 17, God's Spirit joins himself to our spirits to declare that we are God's children. Since we are his children, we will possess the blessings he keeps for his people. And we will also possess with Christ what God has kept for him. For if we share Christ's suffering, we will also share his glory. Lord, we thank you that you let us be your children. We do not deserve it. We cannot work for it. We cannot pay for it. We can never achieve it by ourselves. We fall short of your commandments, of your expectations, of your holiness. And yet, you show mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your forgiveness and for your love. We pray that you help us to join with you, that you show us our place. We thank you for all good times, and we pray that you also guide us through the difficult times, through all the times of suffering, of persecution, of maybe even martyrship. We pray that you guide us through all this towards your eternal kingdom, where we will praise your holy name forever. Amen.